like angels singing every time I hear your name. When you smile, I see the sun sink down on the coast out in California. And there's no doubt, because of you, I'm not the man I was before you. When you smile, I see the sun sink down on the coast out in California. And there's no doubt, because of you, I'm better than I was before you. I'm not saying that I'm perfect, oh, God knows I'm not. But I'll love you with everything I got. Girl, I'll give you my best shot.
WRCO-FM in Richland Center. The update at 7 is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff. Jones Chevrolet, Chevy, find new roads. And Southwest Tech and Fenimore, this is where you belong.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Shiri Preston. Israel continuing airstrikes in Beirut today. Ground incursions into Lebanon also continuing. ABC's Marcus Moore is on the ground in Beirut.
We have watched intense fighting on the southern border between Lebanon and Israel, where just a day ago, as many as 8 Israeli soldiers were killed in an ambush, and the fighting we have seen has not subsided. It has only intensified here in recent days.
The fatality count from Hurricane Helene is approaching 200 people, making it the deadliest hurricane to strike the continental U.S. since Katrina. The dock worker strike goes on. 45,000 members of the International Longshoremen's Association tying up cargo shipping along the East and the Gulf Coast. The federal judge overseeing Donald Trump's election interference case has unsealed a filing in response to the Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity. Special counsel Jack Smith arguing Trump acted in a private, not a public capacity on January 6th. This is ABC News. Jury deliberations are expected to begin today in the trial of 3 former police officers in Memphis, all charged in the beating death of a black man at a traffic stop. Tyree Nichols was attacked and killed when he ran from police. ABC's Stephanie Ramos.
I spoke with Tyree Nichols' mother, who said that she finds it so difficult to hear the defense try and justify the beating that Tyree Nichols received. She says it's been really, really hard to hear them try and make sense of it all. But she says she's had to be strong this past year and a half for her other adult children. She says, together with the rest of the family, that they are looking forward to a verdict and want those officers held accountable for the excessive use of force.
And the movie Rust is now set for a premiere. It'll happen next month at a film festival in Poland. The screening comes nearly 3 years after cinematographer Helena Hutchins was killed when a gun held by actor Alec Baldwin went off during their rehearsal. The armorer on the film is currently serving 18 months for involuntary manslaughter. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a 4-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Save big during the Fall Filter Sale at Napa Richland Center in Boscobel now through the 15th. Bring in your filter list for the best prices of the year on all Napa Gold filters. Stock up on motor oil, grease, and filters. Now is the time to check out the Milwaukee Tools and Heated Gear, Tool, Heated Coats, and Vests. Don't miss the savings now through the 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center in Boscobel.
Napa know-how.
The WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a home with less than 20% down is possible.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 77, 47 tonight for a low, and a 30% chance of light showers through about midnight. Friday, 70 with sunshine. Saturday, 78 with a 30% chance of a few showers. And Sunday, 64 degrees. Right now in Richland Center, we are at our overnight low. It is 39.
Looking for some adorable Halloween and fall decor? Head on down to Court and Main in downtown Richland Center. Right now, everything Halloween and fall is 50% off. From cute pumpkins to cozy throw blankets, festive table settings, and charming wall art, you'll find everything you need to get into the spooky spirit at a great price. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays, 9 to noon. Come visit us. We can't wait to see you.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
This ain't Texas, ooh. Ain't no hold'em, hey. So lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus, ooh. And throw your keys up, hey. Stick around, round, 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 round.
Stick around.
And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Ooh. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a, hey. Come take it to the floor now, woo. There's a tornado,
ooh, there's a tornado
in my city,
in my city.
In the basement,
the basement.
That ain't pretty,
ain't pretty.
Rugged whiskey,
rugged whiskey.
We surviving,
we surviving.
A break of kisses, sweet redemption, passing time, yeah. Ooh, one step to the right, we headed to the dive bar we always thought was nice. Then spin me in the middle, boy, I can't read your mind. This ain't Texas, ain't no hold'em,
hey.
So lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus,
oh.
Throw your keys up,
hey.
Stick around, round, 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 round,
round.
And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down.
Hey.
Come take it to the
and
floor.
I'll be damned
now.
If I cannot dance with you.
Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a,
hey.
Come take it to the floor now.
Too hot to think straight.
Too cold to panic.
Cold to panic.
All
it to the floor.
And I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a come take it to the floor now, ooh. Take it to the floor now, ooh.
Oops, splash.
To the floor now, ooh.
With you, baby, pour that sugar and liquor on me too.
Spurs, boots,
sologenic, photogenic, shoot.
7-Eleven, good morning on a Thursday from WRCO Radio as we greet you on a 39-degree chilly morning, but going to be up there again, upper 70s later today, so we're looking forward to that, and above normal temperatures for the next few days. Going on this weekend, it's going to be Wheels of Time Truck and Tractor Show at the Sphere Grounds in Richland Center, and going to be great weather for that, that's for sure. Get out and see some of those beauties and enjoy some pie and beverage during that time. We have a chance for you to enjoy a piece of pie, maybe a milk or a coffee, courtesy of Wheels of Time. And also we're leading you toward the Oakwood Fruit Farm Customer Appreciation Days this weekend as well, Friday through Sunday. The question this time, what are they hauling in the song Wolf Creek Pass? There you go. Truck driving song, what are they hauling? 608-647-4155.
She was dressed to kill, I was in my boots. So I had to pick for the uptown time. Yeah, but we talked for a while in a corner booth before closing time. She caught me by surprise. She said, give me a dirt road, the window's down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, give me six packs of Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away. Yeah, in a Chevrolet. Think I feel in love right then and there. We were at the door before the end of the song. I said, where to? She said, I don't care. Just don't take me home. What you waiting on? Chevrolet. She said, give me six packs of Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away. Yeah, in your Chevrolet. Let's ride.
In your Chevrolet.
Lord knows I've been praying for the day. A girl like her would say, just give me a dirt road, the windows down. Wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet.
In your Chevrolet.
She said, give me six packs of Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away.
Justin Lynch and Jelly Roll. Hey, congratulations to Jim Jewell, who knew the right answer. What are they hauling in the song Wolf Creek Pass? Well, they're hauling chickens on a flatbed out of Wiggins, right? There you go. Keep on listening for your chance to win some trivia, and we'll see you at Wheels of Time this weekend at the Richland County Fairgrounds.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
Me and Earl was hauling chickens on the flatbed out of Wiggins, and we'd spent all night on the uphill side of 37 miles of hill called Wolf Creek Pass, which is up on the Great Divide. And we was sitting there sucking toothpicks and drinking knee-highs and onion soup mix, and I says, Earl, let's mail a card to Mother and then send them chickens on down the other side. Yeah, let's give them a ride.
Wolf Creek Pass, way up on the Great Divide, trucking on down the other side.
Well, Earl put down his bottle, mashed his foot down on the throttle, and then a couple of boobs with 1,000 cubes and the 1948 Peterbilt screamed alive. We woke up the chickens. We roared up off of that shoulder, spraying pine cones, rocks, and boulders, and put 400 head of them Rhode Island Reds and a couple of burnt-out roosters on the line. Look out below, cause here we go.
Wolf Creek Pass, way along the Great Divide, turning down the other side.
Well, we commenced trucking, and them hens commenced a clucking. And Earl took out a match and scratched his pants and lit up the unused half of a dollar cigar and took a puff. Says, my, ain't this pretty up here. I says, Earl, this hill can spill us. You better slow down, you gon' kill us. Just make one mistake and it's the pearly gates for them 85 crates of USDA approved cluckers. You wanna hit second?
Wolf Creek Pass, way up on the Great Divide, trucking on down the other side.
Well, Earl grabbed on the shifter and he stabbed her into fifth gear, and then the chromium-plated, fully illuminated, genuine accessory shift knob come right off in his hand. I says, you want to screw that thing back on, Earl? He was trying to thread it on there when the fire fell off of his cigar and dropped on down, sort of rolled around, and then lit in the cuff of Earl's pants and burned a hole in his sock. Yeah, sort of set him right on fire. I looked on out of the window and I started counting phone poles going by at the rate of 4 to the 7th power. Well, I put 2 and 2 together and added 12 and carried 5. I'm up with 22,000 telephone poles an hour. I looked at Earl and his eyes was wide, his lip was curled and his leg was fried, and his hand was froze to the wheel like a tongue to a sled in the middle of a blizzard. I says, Earl, I'm not the type to complain, but the time has come for me to explain that if you don't apply some brake real soon, they're going to have to pick us up with a stick and a spoon. Well, Earl reared back, cocked his leg, stepped down as hard as he could on the brake, and the pedal went clear of the floor and stayed right there on the floor. And it says it's sort of like stepping on a plum. Well, from there on down, it just wasn't real pretty. It was Hairpin County and Switchback City. One of them looked like a can full of worms. Another one looked like malaria germs. Right in the middle of the whole damn show was a real nice tunnel, now wouldn't you know. The sign says clearance to the 12-foot line, but the chickens was stacked to 13-9. Well, we shot that tunnel in 110 like gas through a funnel and eggs through a hen. We took that top row of chickens off slicker and scum off a Louisiana swamp. Went down and around and around and down. We run out of ground at the edge of town. Bashed into the side of a feed store in downtown Pagosa Springs.
C.W. McCall and his classic ode to hauling chickens out in Colorado. We'll see what old Hank's doing coming up in just a moment.
When Senator Tammy Baldwin first went to Washington, the big news story was Y2K. And we were partying like it was 1999. Baldwin has been in D.C. for more than 25 years. And after a quarter century, her values are a lot more Washington than Wisconsin. Baldwin supported providing puberty blockers and sex change surgeries to minor children in Wisconsin. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women, even though domestic violence survivors say it would be traumatic to be forced to sleep in the same shelters as men. Tammy Baldwin. 25 years in Washington has changed her, and now she's just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Head to Richland Locker and take advantage of great deals. Get top sirloin for just $6.98 a pound, saving you $3.51 a pound. Grab some delicious hard salami at $8.98 a pound and Munster cheese for $4.98 a pound. With the weather cooling off, it's the perfect time to explore the fantastic selection of bourbons and craft beers. These deals are good through next Tuesday, so don't miss out at the Richland Locker and downtown Richland Center.
Hello everyone, Kenny the Wannabe Baker here from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli. Shop local is the theme at Christie's Sunnyside. Not only do we sell local products, but we use those products in the foods we make and bake for you. So if you like local, check us out on Facebook or give us a call at 649-2253. We are open Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thanks again from Christie's Sunnyside, where every day is sunny.
When it comes to breast cancer, early detection saves lives. When found early, most breast cancers can be cured. That's why regular screenings are so important. At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we offer the latest imaging technology, including 3D and diagnostic mammography, offering you convenience and peace of mind. If you're over 40, ask your provider when scheduling a mammogram might be right for you.
Thursday's Roundup, sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts and by Schmidt Woodland Hills. Get ready for a show full of energy, world records, and the opportunity to learn absolutely nothing. Tune in for some fun, knowledge, and of course, frivolous information.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
What's going on?
Are you over there? I can't see you, Phil.
Cleaning your glasses
I
as
am,
we speak.
My man. Mm-hmm. Let me see if what you look like.
Yeah, there you are.
I know. I should take them back off.
Reality.
Yep. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm hanging in there.
Good. I left a little late last night. Probably get home until after 6. Mowed the yard.
Wow. Still had enough daylight to do
yeah,
that?
Yeah, very little. Chasing moles again.
Oh. Those wascally moles?
Yeah. So they're back.
Right.
So, dadgum things, I tell you.
So you got grubs.
I applied the Merrill or the from I get it from Chet's, uh-huh. which kills the grubs, but it also kills your earthworms. So, but it
so
does.
Then your worm farm, you know, for fishing is kind of shot then. Yeah. Yeah, that's too bad.
Because you're going to laugh at this, but I actually buy worms to put in my garden.
Do you really?
Earthworms are great for gardens.
Wow. So these worms are thinking, oh, you know, you're letting them loose. Or fly, be free.
Yeah. Until I dig them up. I dug my potatoes the other day.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. How'd they go?
I'm not kidding. The first one I dug, I'm not exaggerating. It would feed the whole thing. It was absolutely the biggest potato I've ever seen.
Wow. You should save that for the Ithaca Fair or something.
Yeah, I could put that in there.
You could.
Yeah, but it was the biggest. I've never seen a red potato that big. I should bring it. I should take a picture. It's absolutely amazing.
Might be a world record.
I doubt it. Oh. Speaking of world records, today's Thursday.
I know.
Philip, I have some from the old home state of Arkansas.
Really?
Yes. Some, and I didn't. And I live right close to them.
And you didn't even know what was going on?
No.
All right.
No. No. But first of all, I have the best family in the USA is my family.
Your family.
My family.
Okay.
I can't have better brothers, better dad, better mom. I'm very thankful to have the family that I have.
Good. Well, that's so, well said.
And they're from Arkansas.
Right. Now, do they consider you?
No.
Okay.
No.
Yep. Are you like the John Anderson song, the black sheep of the family?
I'm the black sheep of the family that they continue to try to shave the black fur off.
Shave your back. Yeah.
But I tell you what, you talk about a nice family up here. Our listeners, and I'm I'm in our clients. I tell you what, I appreciate everybody and very thankful.
They take care of us.
Oh, my goodness. They're unbelievable. We have a big, big show starting on Tuesday, Philip, a new program. Would you, you know, the rest?
Oh, your show? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I thought it was the Henry Bray.
No.
Musical Cavalcade.
No, on Tuesday.
Well, we'll give you a little history. First of all, this month, WRCO celebrates 75 years. On October 18th.
So, and then second of all, let me thank Richland County Bank, Walsh's Ace, Jones Chevrolet, and J.J. Walsh Jewelers.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
So, we're bringing back a program that aired on these airwaves for many, many years and available to us again now after all these years.
Yes.
Posthumously, it's still a fantastic program when we talk about Paul Harvey.
Paul Harvey.
And the rest of the story.
Well,
and we're going to be able to bring that back and have that on a regular basis.
Yes. Looking forward to that. Over 36,000 episodes.
Right. Isn't that something?
That's so crazy.
Even though they're old episodes, they will never get old.
But Paul Harvey is coming back to the airwaves.
Yeah. Look,
every weekday, or every weekday at 8:15 a.m.
8:20.
And then in the afternoon, around 4:50.
4:50, yep.
And then on Saturdays at 8:20
yep.
in the morning. So
good stuff.
You get to listen to it 11 times, and every episode will be different. That's
right.
What I like about it.
So the station switched from ABC to CBS, and that was before I started. So it had to be in the mid-'80s sometime. And I started in 1986. For about 10 years, all we heard was complaints. Why don't you guys bring back Paul Harvey?
Right.
You know,
right.
Because we gained a lot, I think, with the CBS network where they lost Paul Harvey
right.
because he was on a different network. But nonetheless, he will be back, and
I think
people
will
enjoy
that.
Right.
I've been listening to him, you know, trying to get him ready for the air, and it's just absolutely amazing. So, and if we have any clients out there or sponsors that would like to sponsor this program, it's a prime time spot, Phil,
yeah.
for a very reasonable price.
You're always swinging deals, aren't you?
Well, you have to.
Yeah.
You have to. I mean, I don't call them deals. I just, you know what, let's do some business and
opportunity.
Let's get your business on. Let's get your business. Let me bring you the business.
Yeah, give you the business.
Yeah. Yep.
Henry Bray.
Yep. Yep. All right. World's. Anyway, I'm excited about Paul Harvey, if you can't tell.
Yeah.
So, world's largest Venus flytrap built. This actually comes from a record in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Jeremiah Harris, 36, from Colorado Springs, has the most extensive collection of carnivorous plants in the U.S. Venus flytrap is named Alien and was measured at 2.5 inches.
Wow.
That is huge for a Venus fly. Come to me, fly. Have you noticed that the flies are trying to get in here, around here?
Oh, yeah.
I had two of them yesterday, and I could not kill them.
Must have been your lunch.
Or me.
Could be.
Yeah.
I've noticed them in my car.
Yeah, it's crazy.
There's nothing more irritating. You know, you're driving, all of a sudden, where'd the fly come? The windows are up.
The window's up. The doors have been closed.
Yeah.
They're waiting for you to go in there.
I think so.
Let's get in there.
Yeah. Because we're so sweet. Something like
that.
You
know what? Flies don't get on sweet stuff.
Don't they?
I'm just going to leave it at that. The world's largest tuned musical wind chime.
Oh, wow.
Have you ever heard of this?
No.
It is a record in Eureka Springs, Arkansas, which I live in Garfield. I used to live in Garfield, Arkansas, and right down Highway 62 is Eureka Springs, about 15 minutes from me.
Wow.
So
you could probably hear the wind chime
from
there.
You probably could. The Celestial Winds Harmonic Bazaar, located in Eureka Springs, hosts a giant chime erected by wind chime artist Ragana Fabriz and dedicated to Ragana's late father. A Holocaust survivor, the total weight of the chime is 653 pounds.
Oh, wow.
With the musical tubing along weighing 310 pounds. The 6-foot by 8-foot wooden-shaped tops weighs 225 pounds, setting the world record for the largest wind chime. Mm. That is absolutely amazing.
You're going to have something
I'm
strong
have to look at this.
When you hang that up.
Yes.
You're going to have to have some
But there's a
support.
Shop there that in Arkansas, in Eureka Springs, that has it. So it's the Celestial Winds Harmonic Bazaar located in Eureka Springs.
Huh. Well,
I've never been there.
Next time you're back there, you'll have to check that out.
Now, this is the one I did see the last time I was in Arkansas, or maybe two times ago, but the world's largest BB gun.
Wow.
Is a world record set in Rogers, Arkansas, which is the other way from me, about 20 minutes. So
isn't there somebody famous that was born in Rogers, Arkansas? I've heard that for some reason. I don't know why.
Sam Walton was from there.
Okay. But, that's probably what it is.
Henry Bray.
Henry Bray.
No.
No.
Hmm. Russell Bray?
No, but yeah, maybe it was Russell. Well, could have been.
Randall Bray.
Yeah, that's who it is. Yeah,
that's who it is. But not Henry.
All those
but not Henry.
Wealthy guys.
Yeah. A giant BB gun fabricated by Elmos of Springfield, Missouri, is now propped and fully secured to the building up on the east side of Rogers Daisy Air Gun Museum in Rogers, Arkansas. Because Daisy BB Guns is actually from Rogers, Arkansas.
Wow.
I actually used to work at Daisy BB Gun.
Did you really? Yes, all these facts keep coming to the surface.
Yeah, sometimes we don't want to go any farther than that.
Well, so what were you in charge of there?
I wasn't in charge of anything. It wasn't BB stacking.
Oh.
But I was in charge of putting the spring inside the barrel.
That's why mine didn't work.
Yeah. You want a refund now, don't you? I was just a young guy then.
Yeah.
So,
did you get a BB gun for Christmas under the tree, like Ralphie and the Christmas tree?
My dad got us one early in our life, but then we went to real guns.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You'll we shoot to, your eye out no. from Christmas Story.
Yeah, you'll shoot your eye out.
Yep.
So, but no, we raised on a farm and my dad believed in guns and gun safety, and that's what we did. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just the way, back then, in the olden days. Now it's the olden days.
Yeah, right. Know. Something like that.
Yeah, but no.
We're olden.
Very lucky to have the family I have. Mm-hmm. Very, very lucky. Anyway, it's standing at 25 feet tall.
25 feet tall.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nearly anchored by nearly 200,000 BBs that reside in the stock.
Wow.
So it sets the world record for being the largest BB gun.
When you load that thing, you load it, don't you?
Yeah, I tell you. You don't have to worry about it for a while.
No. My big thing when I was young is we would, my mom would buy Mrs. Butterworth syrup, mm-hmm. The glass bottles, and it's got Mrs. Butterworth
in
it. That was like the prime target.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
To shoot Mrs. Butterworth.
Yeah. Jesus. And if you had a 25-foot barrel, you'd have to be quite a ways away.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I wonder if that BB gun would have some kick.
I bet it would.
Phil, put some more gunpowder in this thing.
Yeah, right.
It'd be like a big cannon going off.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, lots of things going this weekend.
Oh,
Phil.
My goodness. Yes.
Lots of things going on. So I'm sure Phil will run those down for you later on in the morning.
We'll do that. Yep. Richland Center homecoming activities continue.
Yeah, they were painting. They were painting their hornets in the road yesterday. It's kind of neat. Boy,
that's
some
a tradition.
What some artists they have. That is absolutely amazing.
It's beautiful.
It is absolutely gorgeous.
And remnants of it stay there.
Yes, for year
for
the
whole year.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think, don't they put something different every time, though?
I don't know.
So, but those young lads and ladies were out yesterday. It was really neat. It was really, really neat. So, and they were dancing in the street. I don't know what they were dancing to. I was probably the sound of my muffler and my back seat rattling.
Could be.
But,
or WRCO. You know. Could have been listening to us, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it had to have been.
Never know.
Hi. Buddy, have a great day.
Have a good one.
Everybody be kind.
That's old Hank Bray.
Schmidt Woodland Hills, the only continuum of care in Richland County, is on the forefront of high-quality care for senior citizens in our area. Our facility has been alarm-free, overhead pager-free, and restraint-free since 2014. We are 5-star rated by Medicare.gov, the highest rating a long-term care facility can achieve. If you want the very best for your loved ones, shouldn't you consider Schmidt Woodland Hills? We welcome your inquiries. Please call 647-8931 for more information.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we will be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
The staff at Added Touch Floral and Gifts knows you enjoy fall colors. Why not bring those colors into your home? Stop by Added Touch and view the wonderful selection of fresh and silk arrangements ready to brighten up your home. Also, this is homecoming week at Richland Center. A fresh flower corsage or boutonniere from Added Touch will make your night a success. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your full-service florist, Main Street, Richland Center. 647-2319. They deliver.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Kamala Harris on police.
It is outdated, it is wrong-headed thinking to think that the only way you're going to get communities to be safe is to put more police officers on the street.
Communities safer without police? Oh, but there's more.
For far too long, the status quo thinking has been to believe that by putting more police on the street, you're going to have more safety. And that's just wrong.
Catch that? Kamala Harris is a defund the police Democrat. And Rebecca Cook, she fits right in. She's made a career out of it. A professional political operative trusted to elect anti-law enforcement politicians across the country. Rebecca Cook even led a dark money group that supported Mandela Barnes and his defund the police agenda. That's why the Liberal Democrats handpicked her. Now Cook is bankrolled by the liberal elite to help win back the House. They trust her because Rebecca Cook is a defund the police Democrat.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the NRCC and Van Orden for Congress.
7:38, a couple of kids' shows debuted on this day in 1955. Captain Kangaroo on CBS and Mickey Mouse Club on ABC. Really ironic that both debuted the very same day in 1955 and both went on to be legendary shows. 1951, the Giants captured the National League pennant by a score of 5-4 as Bobby Thompson hit a 3-run home run, and that was known as the shot heard round the world. Just a couple of years later, Bobby Thompson was a member of the Milwaukee Braves. In 1995, the jury in the O.J. Simpson murder trial in Los Angeles found the former football star not guilty of the 1994 slayings. Then in 2008, O.J. was found guilty of robbing two sports memorabilia dealers at gunpoint in a Las Vegas hotel room. Some notes on this day in history coming up. Our update on birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
If you're a hunter, you know keeping your feet warm and dry is crucial to whether or not your hunt is a success. The Shoebox has the best selection of hunting boots around, from Danner, Lacrosse, Irish Setter, Rocky, Red Wing, and more. Sizes up to 16 and several waterproof selections to choose from. A new pair of boots from The Shoebox will get you out there and keep you out there. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth on Highway 14, stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday to Genesis Caballero Nieto, and also to, Hendrix Larson has a birthday, and Teagley Mead from Richland Center Primary School. The Bloom City Town Crier salutes Diane Brown. Happy birthday today to Morgan Kratzenberg and Shirley Paul from Richland Center United Methodist Church. Andy Nelson, all the best from Willow Valley United Methodist. Also, Cheryl McNerlin, best wishes from your friends at Willow Valley. To Berkeley Runghalt,
Waltz from great grandpa and grandma Gunderson. Happy birthday to Carla Reese. Have a great day from Aunt Nancy. To Briar Norman from St. Mary's School. Happy birthday to Alan Bradley, retiree. Diane Heisel from also retired 18101. And to Diane Heisel from Roger, Cody, Megan, Nolan, AZ, and Devin Beckham, along with Travis and Rebecca. Have a great day today. Travis and Rebecca Heisel, and have a great day today, they say. Best wishes to Diane Heisel on her special day. To Jameson Ruskamp, happy 40th birthday from Bernie and Cindy. Have an awesome birthday, Cheryl McNerlin from Butch and Mrs. Butch. And to Carla Reese from the Twin Bluffs Fan Club. Happy birthday greetings going out today on the birthday wishes from the RC Lions. To Heidi Gunderson, Sean Gavin, Montana Bo Birch, and Colleen Persinger. Happy anniversary, Melvern and Diane Cook. Happy 26th to Melvern and Diane from Marjorie, Bill, Martavan, Chantel, Michael, Cheryl, and their families. Anniversary blessings to Terry and Susie Zebarth from your Avoca United Methodist Church family. From the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Alliance, happy birthday, Ben Faga, and to Megan Miller. Happy anniversary to Cody and Noel Meckley, to Connie and Matt Nanke, and once again to Terry and Susie Zebarth.
Does J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center do more than just gifts? You bet. We do full custom laser engraving on most metal items, custom engraving on knives, ID marking your tools, custom motorcycle parts, belt buckles, metal water bottles, wedding servers, dog tags, turn bracelets, or anything you can think of. Whether it's a gift or you need something for your business or something for yourself, J.J. Walsh Jewelers can help you design and permanently personalize your metal items. J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, your diamond jeweler.
Hi, I'm Joan Ballwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Ballwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Ballwig.
Good morning from WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE Radio. This is Tom T. Hall.
I love little baby ducks, old pickup trucks, slow-moving trains and rain. I love little country streams, sleep without dreams, Sunday school in May and hay. And friends, birds of the world, and squirrels. I love coffee in a cup, little fuzzy pups, old TV shows, and snow. And child, tomatoes on the vine, and onions. I love winners when they cry, losers when they try, music when it's good, and life. And I
Tom T. Hall and I Love. Joanne Krulatz has the news coming up next. This is Phil Nee wishing you the best.
Fall in love with shopping local at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. This season, embrace the cozy and shop where it matters most, right here in your community. From bedroom sets to lift chairs, we have everything you need to transform your home for the fall. Plus, you're supporting a local business when you choose us. Come in today and experience personalized service, unbeatable value, and that perfect piece you've been searching for. 172 South Church Street, downtown Richland Center. Or call 475-6090. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It's 40 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and the Philbeck family of dealerships. Partly cloudy and mild today with a high of 77. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of light showers or sprinkles through about midnight, then clearing later with a low of 47. In Richland Center, after a low of 39, it's 40 degrees.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisory Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisory Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. 45 crew members from 15 Wisconsin electric cooperatives have left for South Carolina to assist with storm recovery from Hurricane Helene left catastrophic damage. Crews gathered at Rock Energy Cooperative Janesville before making the trek to Aiken Electric Cooperative in Aiken, South Carolina. While power outages across the southeast in Florida, Tennessee, North Carolina, and South Carolina topped 800,000, that's not the whole story. This storm not only caused damage, but in some areas, complete decimation. Crews heading south are prepared for a deployment that is expected to last 2 weeks. WECA assisted with logistics, including travel waivers to ensure the trucks are not delayed by highway weight restrictions, while crews were ready to head south immediately. After Helene hit, the widespread destruction in the South meant local authorities had to get infrastructure in place to be able to house and direct those traveling to the area to assist. A tent city in the Aiken Electric Cooperative area was completed yesterday. Participating Wisconsin electric cooperatives include Adams Columbia Electric Cooperative, Barron Electric Cooperative, Bayfield Electric Cooperative, Chippewa Valley Electric Cooperative, Dairyland Power Cooperative, Dunn Energy Cooperative, Eau Claire Energy Cooperative, Jump River Electric Cooperative, Oakdale Electric Cooperative, Oconto Electric Cooperative, Price Electric Cooperative, Riverland Electric Cooperative, Rock Energy Cooperative, Scenic Rivers Energy Cooperative, and Taylor Electric Cooperative. A crew from Alger Delta Cooperative Electric Association, located in Michigan's Upper Peninsula, also joined the Wisconsin co-ops making the trip. It's homecoming week in the Richland School District. Many events were held this week, with more being held tomorrow. Homecoming is not only an exciting time for the students, but for others as well. Carrie Stoltz is Director of Marketing and Communications for the district.
With homecoming, there's the alumni and, you know, the community will get involved, and it's just a great time. Super great. And I'm so excited to be a part of it for not the first time, but a more integral part for the first time.
Each year, homecoming has a theme, and this year's theme is Hornets and Hollywood. Many students will be displaying their acting skills in skit competitions, which is an annual event. Ava Cosgrove is a member of the student council, as well as this year's homecoming queen.
I don't think I'm a part of it, but we have a bunch of our class a part of the skit. Mm-hmm. Can't say what it is, no, so the underclassmen don't find out, but it'll be good. And then we also have a talent that we are actually in charge of, Lily and I are, so it's going to be a sob fest for the teachers.
One of the big events during homecoming is the parade tomorrow afternoon. Lily Parker is also a member of the student council.
We have a really good lineup. We were struggling with getting everyone's forms in, but we have plenty. The parade's going to be great.
A parade would not be complete without a grand marshal. The worthy honor goes to a familiar face and voice from the area. Ron Fruit is honored and humbled to be this year's grand marshal.
I know that there are literally hundreds of grand marshals that could serve as the Richland Center Homecoming Parade grand marshal, and many of them arguably much more qualified and deserving than myself, but it really felt good.
Being named grand marshal for this year's parade makes it even more of an honor.
And it's a special year because this is the 50th year since the class of 1974 left Richland Center High School. So that makes it, you know, many of my classmates, you know, will come back. They're going to march in the parade. And so it just makes it a special time. And it's really fun.
The Richland Center Homecoming Parade will take place Friday in downtown Richland Center. Lineup for the parade will begin at 2, with the parade stepping off at 2:55. Also during homecoming, Irv Peckham and Rob Renish are being honored as outstanding alumni. To cap off the week, Richland Center will be taking on River Valley in high school football. Kickoff will be at 7 at Avitus Rip Field. Everyone is welcome to take part in all the homecoming festivities tomorrow in Richland Center. There's something for everyone in the WRCO listening area this weekend. An array of activities will be held beginning Friday and running through Sunday. From the Richland Center Homecoming Parade to tractor rides and benefits and the Canyon of Lights Parade. Center Color Fest weekend will kick off with the Hill Country Classic Powers annual Wheels of Time Truck and Tractor Show at the Richland County Fairgrounds. It came from humble beginnings. Here's Mark Welty.
Back to 1981, 82. Danny and I were sitting under a hickory nut tree in front of the old log house and drinking a beer, eating a burger. Said, you know, we got these old trucks sitting here. We ought to have a truck show right out here in the front yard. And it took off from there. The rest of us history. But we had fun getting it started, and it just developed into kind of a brotherhood. And now we've got people from 5 or 6 states come to this thing for the weekend.
View classic restored tractors, trucks, cars, and other vehicles all weekend. Paul Posh says there is plenty to see.
The recent years, we've been running around 120 to 130 trucks and about the same number of tractors and pieces of farm machinery that come in. So right now, we kind of hit where we just stay about the same number all the time. It seems like every year we'll see somebody new will show up there, either with a truck or a tractor or a piece of equipment, or, you know, you never know what they might drag in there they'd like to exhibit, and we'll accept anything. This year we're featuring Minneapolis Moline and Massey Harris, Massey Ferguson. The reason we feature the two together is because in this area, for some reason, we don't get that many, so we thought we'd have kind of put them together, and that way we'll get a few more feature tractors.
A parade will be held Saturday at 4.
We encourage anybody that has something there they'd like to run through the parade to join us. We have a sound system that they set up for doing announcing of what's coming through the parade.
The show will run from Friday at 4 to Sunday at noon. Admission is free. You are encouraged to support the show through your purchase of pie, and the 4-H will be serving food and refreshments. The Greater Richland Area Chamber and local downtown businesses will host its annual wine and beer walk. It will be followed by a dance party at the Phoenix Center from 8:30 to 11:30. The UW Richland alumni will be honoring 5 distinguished alumni at their annual brunch at the Phoenix Center Saturday morning. The distinguished alumni are Janet Goplin-Kinney, Thomas Simonson, Mary Sue Bethke, Edward Pulvermacher, and Jonathan Yancey. Richland County EMS will host a fall festival Saturday from noon to 4 at Crosscup Park. The Friendship Quilters Quilt Show will be held at Schmidt Woodland Hills Senior Living Facility Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 4 both days. And join the community of Richland Center for a celebration of sights and sounds at the Canyon of Lights Nighttime Parade Saturday night at 7. Bands, civic clubs, and businesses, as well as all other unique nighttime lighted floats, are all part of the Canyon of Lights Parade. This year's theme is Superhero Showdown.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
Today is Thursday, October 3rd. Dorothy R. Lynn, 77 of Mauston, died September 22nd at the Cottage Care Center Nursing Home in Mauston. Services will be held Friday at 11 at the Crandall Funeral Home in Mauston. Burial will be in the Woodstock Cemetery in Richland County. Friends may call at the Crandall Funeral Home Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Dorothy R. Lynn, 77 of Mauston. Rebecca A. Becky Kretschman, 68 of Boscobel, died August 4th at Schmidt Woodland Hills in Richland Center. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 3 at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Friday from 1 to 3. Rebecca A. Becky Kretschman, 68 of Boscobel. Rose Marie Fingerhut, 105 of Plain, died Saturday at Greenway Manor in Spring Green. A private service for the family will be held at a later date. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Rose Marie Fingerhut, 105 of Plain. Shirley May Ng, 92 of Richland Center, formerly of Five Points, died yesterday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Five Points Lutheran Church, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center Monday from 4 until 6. Friends may also call at Five Points Lutheran Church Tuesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Shirley May Ng, 92 of Richland Center, formerly of Five Points.
Hello, friends. Mark Philback here from the Philback Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philback.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philback Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philback Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection will hold a Global Dairy Summit tomorrow from 9 to 11:30 at the World Dairy Expo in Madison, featuring national leaders in the dairy industry. The purpose of the Global Dairy Summit is to provide insight into the dairy economy, consider the industry outlook, and highlight potential marketing opportunities. DATCAP invites farmers, processors, businesses, and global industry stakeholders to attend. The Global Dairy Summit will be held in the Tan Bark on the Expo grounds at Alliant Energy Center. It is free to attend with paid admission to World Dairy Expo, but pre-registration is encouraged. For more information and to register, visit datcp.wi.gov/pages/agdevelopment/globaldairysummit.aspx. ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services, and by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building. Partly cloudy and mild today with a high of 77. After a low of 39, it's 41 degrees at 8 o'clock.